Tragic end to the search for a missing 11-year-old girl in Polk County, Texas. Sheriff Byron Lyons says Audrey Cunningham's body has been recovered from the Trinity River. The 42-year-old man, a suspect in her disappearance and killing, is expected to face charges. Wall Street, the Dow down 51 points. More details, srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to 76 months in federal prison for fraud that targeted the elderly. 36-year-old Nicholas Houston Allen pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud after scamming an elderly victim out of almost $250,000. Allen convinced the victim to give him money to remodel a home that did not exist. A 14-year-old boy has been charged with arson after setting a house fire in Montgomery. During questioning by investigators, the juvenile admitted to starting the fire at a home in the 2200 block of Terrace Avenue on Sunday, February 18th. The 14-year-old boy was subsequently charged with second-degree arson. A bill to increase penalties for removing monuments has stalled in the Alabama Senate. Currently, local governments that violate the law face a fine of $25,000. The proposed bill would change that to $5,000 per day for each day that restorative action isn't taken. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Come work out in the first ever 24-hour infrared fitness studio. HotWorks has so many health benefits. Skin rejuvenation, lowering high blood pressure, pain recovery, weight loss, and so much more. Your first session is free. Stop by or call. Locations in Montgomery and Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back to the program. This is the third half. Scott Beeson used and like not used to. He does say about the program. This is the third hour of the day on Thursday. No, it's Wednesday, February 20th, not the 21st. Yes, so we're doing well on the third hour. We've got both Ashley Carter and Scott Sanis here in the studio with me. We are going to continue the Taylor Swift game.
Oh, good God.
But before I do that, I'm going to give a quick reminder for 1819 News. If you're enjoying this radio show as well as all the other content that's put out by 1819 News, you can support that work by going to 1819 News. Excuse me, that's hard. And becoming a member. And 1819 News is your citizen-supported truth teller, shining the light on what's happening in the state, uncovering corruption, celebrating the good, true, and beautiful. Support nonprofit journalism that represents your values. Become an 1819 News member today. You can do that for $5, $10, not $10 anymore. We took that away. 1819, and that's what we recommend. You know, you can kind of keep things real a month. Or if you want to go big, you can give even more than that.
Yep.
So, yeah, we appreciate all of your support. We've got a lot of people doing that. And that really, I mean, we're a nonprofit. We're not like the other companies who are running news. And so that's a big deal that we have y'all's support. So, back to the Taylor Swift or Lamentations game. We'll finish this up, and then we'll go to our debate time and do some interesting things that I think maybe have never, ever happened on the radio before. This is not true, but we are going to do this.
I'm positive we're going to be studying Lamentations on Sunday morning, my pastor's.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Sure if he's listening.
It's a hard thing to teach as a pastor, so as you can tell, because some of the lines are it's a lot of laments and a lot of sad things happening to Jeremiah back then. All right, so here we go. The last one was Taylor Swift, which you didn't think it was. Here's one. I gave up on life altogether. I've forgotten what the good life is like. Taylor Swift or God through Lamentations?
Poor girl.
I mean, that's what the Bible is. God writing through human authors, so.
And this is not the King James Version.
I will admit that these versions are from The Message. Because it is a little bit obvious if they are King James. And The Message is a good...
It's a good version. I didn't see that curveball coming.
I told you he was cheating.
Yeah.
I would not study The Message if you're doing some real intense Bible study because it goes a little, you know, we've been to hell and back. It's not actually in the original version. It's a way to make that more clear to a modern audience. But, all right, what's your answer to this one, Ashley?
Say it one more time.
I gave up on life altogether. I've forgotten what the good life is like.
I'm going to say Lamentations.
All right, Scott.
Lamentations.
That is correct. Yay! You're doing well. Y'all got one. All right, we got another one. I weep buckets of tears and not a soul within miles around cares. I weep buckets of tears, not a soul within miles around cares. Sky, what? I mean,
I'm going to say Lamentations. That sounds...
Okay, so Scott thinks Lamentations.
I mean, I think it's Lamentations too.
Sky, what's your guess?
Lamentations.
Oh, Sky too. Sorry, he's the producer.
I'm going to go with Taylor Swift on this one.
Okay, we've got an extra... We got a, you know, kind of keeping it interesting. This is Lamentations too.
Yay!
So, sorry about that, Sky. We got just a few more. I hope y'all are keeping score. I've gotten some texts from people who are listening that they are keeping score.
Thank you.
So maybe they'll call in if they got all of them. All right, here's an easy one. Time turns flames to embers. Sky, you're laughing. What do you think this one is?
Can we do like AC/DC versus Lamentations?
I'll tell Scott that to do next week.
It's like someone
week.
Who doesn't listen to Taylor Swift, someone who hardly knows who she is.
No, let's do it again. What was the quote?
Yeah, time turns flames to embers.
I'm going to say Lamentations.
We got one Lamentations.
Two Lamentations.
Is there a third Lamentations here?
No, I'm going with Taylor Swift again.
So, Sky is right in this one. We do have a Taylor Swift one. Is this the clapping? That is not the clapping. That is a different voice. He's got one. There it is. Sky's got the clapping. So, Sky wins that one. Good. We got two more. I'm not doing 10 because this is taking longer than I wanted it to. Here we go. You'll find out what it's like to get drunk and wake up with nothing.
Are we serious?
And wake up with what?
Nothing.
You'll
nothing.
Find out nothing. What it is like to get drunk and wake up with nothing. There are some ellipses in this quote. I will be fair and explain that, but it is a quote from someone, either God through Lamentations or Taylor Swift.
Does Taylor Swift talk about getting drunk?
That is something she does do.
Okay, well, then I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
All right, and we got, what do we got from you, Ashley?
Oh, I'm so on the fence. I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
All right, Sky, what is your thought on this one?
Can I hear the quote again?
Yeah, you'll find out what it's like to get drunk and wake up with nothing.
I wrote that. That's from my big hit song, Blackout Blues, actually. So, Taylor Swift. Lamentations.
Oh, we got an oddball here. The oddball is right with this one.
Goodness.
We got a roll for Sky. That was, again, the ellipses probably changes things, but from the internet, this is what I got.
So trick seems to be whatever Scott and Ashley say, the opposite will win you swag. Okay.
All right. We will do one final one. We're making this an 8 out of 8 game because this is pretty hard. And if you can't tell, I do a lot of things with youth groups. All right, here we go. Walls of insincerity, shifting eyes, and vacancy vanished when I saw your face.
Wow.
That has got to be Taylor Swift.
All right.
Has to be. I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
You got two Taylor Swifts.
Make it unanimous.
Sky, are you a Swiftie?
I'll take Taylor Swift on this one.
All right. We have all gotten this one correct.
Okay.
This is from Enchanted. Great song.
Parker, what did you say?
Great song. Enchanted is a very good song. So, Ashley, I want to use this to transition to an article you wrote actually probably a month or so ago.
Yes.
About Taylor Swift and about why... Maybe little girls, and especially parents of young, growing, adolescent girls, maybe should not be thinking of Taylor Swift as the role model. Can you explain a little bit about what you wrote in that article?
Well, I actually had read a tweet, or X now, you know, I don't know what to call it anymore. But a friend had posted something about her, and it was her on the cover of the Time magazine with her cat wrapped around her neck, which seems so creepy to me.
Oh, this is Eric, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, a friend.
Well, he used to be a coworker. I consider him a friend. Anyway, he tends to post some things that can cause a little bit of controversy, and people conversate back and forth with him. But I tended to agree with what he said. I don't tend to agree. I do agree that she's not a role model for our young girls these days. And that's who a lot of them are looking for, or they're looking for a role model, and they're looking to her. So let me rephrase that. Because she's so popular. I'm not quite sure why. I haven't really.
I can give you some reasons why.
Other than she makes music that some people tend to like to listen to. But I just see that the mother is more should be focused as your role model and not someone that's outside of the home, especially someone that doesn't have the same values or morals or beliefs. And she tends to not portray those that I carry in my home. So I would not look for her to be a role model for my children, which my children are grown now, but not for my grandkids, nieces. Or
Scott, do you have any daughters?
I don't. I have two boys.
Two boys. What would your, you know, let's say you had a daughter now. What would you do with Taylor Swift?
I think you can look at someone who's successful and say that's a role model for someone who's successful in that business. She believes differently than I do, and you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, politically, we're different. But by turns, I mean, you know, this is a person who her last tour brought in, I'm trying to think of the number, 10 figures, so nine figures.
Yeah.
It was incredibly successful. And she shared in her good fortune with her crew. And with, I know that, for instance, the truck drivers got a $100,000 bonus from her. And I think that that speaks well of her as a person who cares. So, and I do happen to like a few of her songs. I don't have it on on every rotation. Again, as a, just creep people out as a 65-year-old man driving down blaring Taylor Swift down my neighborhood. And I might.
Not the look.
Sing it, shake it off.
Yes.
Although, she actually knows that one.
It's actually a terrific video. By the way,
I do not like that video.
You don't?
No,
how
I do
come?
Not. I just, when that song came out, I was like, and I'm not a Swiftie, to be clear, but I like her music, and I did before that album came out. When that album came out, I was like, I do not. Now I like her again, but I was like, this is just too, this is pop, and this is weird. I'm like, what are you doing?
It is pop, and it's silly, but what I love about it is it has different types of dance genres in it, and it has ballerinas in it, and how precise and amazing those people, and just dancers in general. Now, this begs the question, it's a bigger question, can you love the art and hate the artist?
Mm. Ooh, interesting. So this is not hate the sin and hate the sinner, hate the sin.
Mm. But like, let's talk about Picasso, because I know big Picasso fans out there. But I'm saying he was a wretched human being. Mm. I mean, he was more than a little bit rapey.
Yep.
But his art's phenomenal. E.E. Cummings was a professor at colleges, and again, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, not the best.
Not the best, but I love E.E. Cummings' poetry. Can you look at someone like Taylor Swift? I respect her business acumen. I respect how they've taken music, which frankly is, you know, you can't, it's very poppy.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. So my question to you and the audience is, can you, like I said, love the art, hate the artist?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is a good, I think, yeah, I want to put this back on you, because I think there is a really important thing that you're saying in with this, is that she is a role model to many. Now, she shouldn't, I don't want her to be a role model to my daughters either.
Right.
I don't want her to, my daughters, I don't have daughters yet, but if I am blessed with a daughter, I do not want her to be acting like Taylor Swift acts. Now, I don't think I would limit her from listening to some Taylor Swift songs. I think I would be like, here's some, I mean, I listen to it right now with my wife and I, we went to a Taylor Swift concert.
you told on yourself.
I told on myself. But they, you know, there are things in that concert and at that movie, and there are a lot of little girls there. And it is like, this is not really for them. It's not, it's music for people her age in their 30s and their 20s. And Love Story is a song that anybody, that's the big one that she does. Everyone knows. And yeah, little girls love it, but it's not made for, like, the songs about the things that she's doing, breakups, are not for 12-year-olds. They're not for 8-year-olds. So you shouldn't
be. But look at the age of the girls that are going to these concerts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, when they had asked me to come on after my article came out, they asked me to do an interview on the radio show, and it just left me who that was. But I did the interview, and they took some callers afterwards. And I had one caller that came on that was a mom, and she said, you know, absolutely not. I will not let my daughters listen to this, because it is, you know, you listen to something repetitive every day, all day, mm-hmm. and you're going to be singing those lyrics, you're going to be thinking those thoughts, some things you wouldn't even know if you had not heard them. And you see how she dresses, you think it's okay to have multiple, you know, boyfriends. Yeah, if you break up, you just go to the next one, and eventually you're going to be famous because you're going to be dating a, you know, NFL football player, and everything's going to be great, right?
Yeah.
And then there was this mom was totally against it, and she said, no, my daughters will not listen to that, we don't. And then we had a mom that came on, and the guy asked her, you know, simply, would you let your daughters listen to this? Does it bother you, the lyrics and the way that she acts? She's like, no, we just like the beat.
Yeah.
We just like the beat to the
Scott
music.
Scott seems frustrated.
No, I think you're, A, plaudits to the mom who is acting like, you know, a mom.
Actually caring.
I am incredibly terrible. full admission here. I've never told this story publicly, but it's incredibly embarrassing. But I'll say it anyway. I'm driving my sons to daycare. The song I Touch Myself by, I forget the name of it. Yes. Oh, yes. And it's about what you think it is. And I'm blaring it and I'm singing along to it.
God, what are you doing?
Oh, no. This was an important life lesson.
Yeah.
Because we walked into the daycare, which was a Christian-based daycare. And my oldest.
No.
Oh, yes. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
My son, who I love dearly and is very loud. We walk in, the second we walk in, the Divinals was the name of the group. He walks in and he starts singing, I touch myself! Touch myself! And at that point in my life, I realized, you know what, Scott?
You might want to change your choice of music.
Your parenting skills could use some tuning up there.
Yeah. I think it's just something we don't think about is like the words that we put into our brains are like what is going to come out of our, I mean, you got that very clearly as an example. And that's why I would be like, here, you can listen to this song, but you're not listening to some of these, these ones that if you sing, you're going to get in trouble, you know? So I think that's, I don't know. We're going to come back in a little bit and we're going to start our Devil's Advocate session, which is going to be very exciting, and I'm really excited about it. But we've only got a few seconds left, so we're going to take a quick break, and be right back. This has been Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll see you in a second.
Hey there, River Region area. Dawson Electric hopes you had an amazing Christmas and a fantastic new year. As we step into 2024, it's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric. Lighting up your world.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. that give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Hey, folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. And did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like Sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the program. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. My name is Parker. I'm here with Ashley and Scott Sanis, a different Scott from the normal Scott, but one that I'm very excited that we have here. That song, honestly, was hit a lot better than some Taylor Swift songs as we finish up that discussion. So I don't even know what that was, Sky, but text that to me later.
That was Communication Breakdown, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that sound. I knew it was somebody I kind of knew about. But yeah, that was good. Okay, so what we're going to do in this segment is we're going to start our Devil's Advocate time. And so this is what we're going to do. I think one thing that happens in our conservative circles is we get into what I call an echo chamber. And so what I mean by echo chamber is we get into an environment where we're surrounded by only people who believe whatever the same thing that we do. And so what happens is this. I believe something about politics, whatever it is, and if I stay in my conservative circle, all I will hear is people affirming what I believe. All I will hear is people agreeing with me. And when that happens all the time, when we start to have that happen to us, we lose our ability to see the world through non-biased eyes. We can't see any argument other than our own as right. It's almost impossible because we've trained our brains to reject anything that is different from what we want to hear. And so, you know, if you're a conservative, you might ask, like, why does that matter if I'm in an echo chamber, Parker? I mean, I'm right. Why does it matter, you know? Why should I care about the other point of view? Why should I entertain those ideas? What's so bad about knowing what I believe and not engaging with people who believe things that are different and I think are really wrong? So there's one real reason I think this matters. And actually, there's a few, but I want to just give one. So if you're a conservative or if you're a liberal or whatever, if you don't have a fair and real understanding of what the opposite side thinks of an issue, you are going to be completely ineffective at creating change in the minds of those who believe differently. If you can't empathize with them, if you can't see why they have the perspective they have, you're going to get nowhere. And this is really important, especially if you're a conservative, because the left is really, really good at this.
Yeah.
Not the extremists, you know, but the moderate ones, the moderate left-wing media and culture, they're really, really good at empathizing and giving an alternative option that validates perhaps part of the conservative point of view, but hits on the weaknesses and it pulls us over. And so here's what happened. This has happened before. It happens all the time. But here's what happened in the gay rights movement. And on Alabama Unfiltered Radio, we talk a lot about how sin gets normalized. And what happened with the LGBTQ movement, and what they did, is they put LGBTQ characters in our TV shows and in our movies. And what they did is they understood, hey, Christians, conservatives think that the LGBTQ lifestyle is unhealthy. They think it leads to abuse, isn't good for kids, whatever. And what they did is they put characters in our TV shows who were gay or lesbian, but had what appeared to be healthy relationships with their partners, their kids, and their family. So what does that do? That normalizes that behavior. It takes away some of the assumptions that conservatives had about those in the LGBTQ community. And unfortunately, it changed the minds of so many people now that the LGBTQ lifestyle is both accepted and encouraged. And the LGBTQ movement was able to do this because they knew that we were
what we genuinely thought of LGBTQ lifestyle, and they attacked those assumptions. And so if we as conservatives are going to win the culture back, we are going to have to honestly attack the genuine beliefs of the left, not just a caricatured version of them. And the only way you really can do that is getting to know what they actually think. So what we're going to do in this segment, Scott, since it's you and me now, I actually went to go get some food, which I'm excited for. I'm going to give you a statement, and you're going to have to argue. Let's start with the liberal side, and I'll argue the conservative, and then we'll switch.
Okay.
And Ashley's actually back, so she will do this as well. So here is a statement, and we're going to argue this. Here we go. Christians can vote for liberal politicians. Scott, you're going to vote. You're going to argue that they can. I think, Ashley, I want to make you argue that they can as well. So Christians can vote for liberal politicians. I know you may not think that. Scott may think that already. I may think that already, maybe.
I can see the appeal, certainly. The appeal would be on the emotional level, which, of course, that's where many of those arguments are fought. Mm. And you can say, you know, Jesus was a liberal. Jesus, in fact, and his empathy certainly was. He looked at the poor. He looked at the lame, and he cured them, and he hung out with tax collectors and other sinners. And so hence, you should be okay with those people. The second half of that discussion, as you know, is going to be, he also insisted that they go forth and sin no more. That part's sort of forgotten. But if can a Christian vote for a liberal candidate? They do.
Sure.
Am I supposed to say they should? Because I'm not sure how far you want
this
debate to go.
You're supposed to say that they should and they can. They shouldn't feel bad about it.
There should not be any shame to this at all.
It's all great. All right, Ashley,
you want me to lie?
No, this is not a lie. This is an academic exercise where you're going to try to put on a liberal brain and see, like, why. And you have to argue it, not just say, like, I can see why. But here, argue why a Christian can vote for a liberal politician. Scott, do you have any thoughts while Ashley is thinking?
I'm just really trying to muster it up, Parker, but
this is why we need to get out of our echo chambers, because there are reasons that are somewhat reasonable.
Because
I'm a libertarian at heart, so I should just qualify myself right off. Go ahead, Ash. Sorry.
I'm going to leave it to you, Scott. I don't have anything.
Well, certainly. You can... vote for a liberal politician. The definition of liberal, though, has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
In my lifetime, liberal used to be an open-minded free thinker.
Yeah.
And it's just become almost diametrically opposed to that concept just in the last 20 or 30 years. So I would still agree. Certainly you could vote for a liberal politician.
I would also say that scripturally you could say Jesus talking about the rich did not care for them one little bit. And you could say those who would then go and tax the rich at an extreme level, those who have wealth should be penalized for that. Those who have worked hard to accumulate worldly goods should have those worldly goods taken away in large percentages. Yeah, absolutely. You can vote for that.
That's all right. So those are interesting thoughts. I saw Michael Knowles, he's a conservative commentator. He said in 2020 that it is not acceptable for Christians to vote for Joe Biden. So that's kind of where this comes from. And I think a lot of people say that largely because of the abortion issue. I mean, I think, is there any other reason why? I mean, Ashley, I mean, I think that's the big reason.
Why we wouldn't vote for him now?
You know, a Christian would not vote for a liberal person like in 2024. I mean, there's the abortion.
I think that's probably the biggest one.
There's LGBTQ.
Yeah.
But those, I mean, the abortion, I think, is the reason that a lot of Christians are not voting left because they think that that's a human life. And we'll talk a little bit about the in vitro stuff in another segment in the future, and then about just some abortion exceptions that are coming along in the future, too. So Scott and I will talk about that. Ashley, are you hanging out for a little bit?
Just for a few minutes.
We've got a meeting here, so we're very, very excited. Don't come. This is not food for anybody who's listening. But this has been Alabama Unfiltered. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Hey Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler Mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler Mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, 401k and profit-sharing programs offered, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM.
FM WACV.
Back to the program. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Parker in for Scott. We also got Ashley in here in for, I guess she'll be in for Allison. And then we got Scott Stantis in for an Amy Best seat. So we got a whole different switch over. They will be back tomorrow. Don't worry. I know y'all are probably so mad at me right now.
Yeah, we'll transition. I'll transition back to Allison, apparently.
Yeah, we all change into our alter egos. We were talking about school choice in the break. And I think that is something that is worth highlighting here. And so just a reminder, there is a big bill in the Alabama legislature that will give vouchers to a ES education savings account is another way you say it, and to $100 million worth of vouchers to, and that would probably equal, what's $100 million divided by 7,000? Anybody do quick math? A lot of students.
I was told there'd be no math.
A lot of students could be impacted by this bill. And what this bill will do is it will allow people in failing schools, in some of the Montgomery public schools that are really, really bad, and some Birmingham public schools, all these public schools that are really doing poorly, that are in really poor areas, it'll allow them to take the money that the state is spending on them per pupil and go either do homeschool, or they'll be able to go to a private school. And you know, private schools are not always, so whether you get a $7,000, private schools are not always under $7,000.
Right.
But what you give them, if when you give that $7,000, is you give parents now who may not have been able to afford $15,000, but they can afford eight, or maybe they couldn't afford 10, but they can afford three. And so I think this is a really, really big deal. And this is Governor Ivey. She has said that it is one of her top, it is actually her top priority, whether it is or whether the gambling is the top priority is another question that we can talk about. But I just want to get y'all's insight into school choice, the movement. I mean, is it that awesome as it appears that it could be?
There are some places where it works great. There are some where it doesn't work as well. This is one of those experiments, and you know, America's great at experimenting. We are the great experiment ourselves as a nation. The AEA, the teachers union, is fighting tooth and tongue against this, as you might imagine why. But the fact of the matter is, Parker, the schools in Alabama are failing. We came in 52nd. 52nd.
Terrible. How do you even do that?
52nd. Well, we lost to Guam. Guam. Not that there's anything wrong with Guam. They're just not known for their math skills.
And I don't think Alabamians who have gotten the public education could tell us where Guam is, because I know I can't.
Really?
Where?
It's in the South Pacific.
I don't know. I got that confused with Montego Bay, just like Michael Scott. Montego Bay. Monterey Bay.
Mo Bay.
What's the one where they take the prisoners? Al-Qaeda. It's not Montego Bay.
No, in Cuba.
Cuba.
Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo.
Not Cuba.
There's no M in that word at all.
Guantanamo, Montego. A lot of Caribbean names. Yeah, Mar-a-Lago Bay. That's where all the prisoners go.
So in Alabama, we have to have alternatives because the system is failing. Like you said, you're a concerned parent in the Montgomery school system. You're a concerned parent in the Black Belt. You're a concerned parent in any one of these failing schools. You got to be thrown a lifeline if you care at all. And I mean, to not do it, to not offer the vouchers, to me is criminal.
Yeah.
To me is painful, and to me is just denying Alabama the opportunity to educate and to reap the rewards of having an educated populace.
Yeah, we definitely do not want to be the state that is left behind. Almost all the states in the United States now are getting programs like these. Europe has programs like these, and you know, we're always scared that all the liberals are like, Europe is what we need to do, right? We need to just be like, just like them. And I'm like, you don't want to be like Europe. They have school choice over there, and you clearly don't like that. And I think, man, I've been to a lot of these legislative meetings where the school board comes up, the AEA person comes up, and they give their little spiel like, oh man, this is going to kill public education. Mm. And here's what it will do, is it will make public education less of a monopoly.
Right.
Which to them is killing it.
Yep.
You know, and it's just so silly in some ways, because what they really care about, what the superintendent's board cares about, and what the AA cares about is the teacher job in the public school. They don't care that the teacher could get a job at a private school. They just care, and they don't care about the student as much as they do the teacher. That's not who they're lobbying for. Yeah. They're lobbying for the teacher.
Oh, it's for the children.
Yeah,
pay increases for teachers is for the children. Increases in their benefits. It's for the children.
Which I think, you know, I want our teachers to be paid well.
Right.
You know, I would like our teachers to be paid better than any other state so we can have the best teachers. But I would like also the people who are getting a terrible education over in Woodlawn High School or whatever public high school in Montgomery, I would like them to be able to not hear gunfire when they're at school. And I'd like them to be able to go somewhere where they feel safe and they can have the discipline that maybe isn't available at home because they're in hard situations. And a lot of the poor schools are in, or the underperforming schools are in poorer districts that have single parent families. And it's all connected. And we can give a lifeline here. But if we don't do it, I don't know.
If they would fix the problems, then people wouldn't want to leave. So if they wouldn't be.
There we go.
Okay. Yep. So fix the problem. And then you don't have to worry about the school choice.
And they say it's the money. The money. If you don't give them more money, we can't fix the problem.
We're already buying everything. I don't have kids that are in public school anymore. I did. We changed and I homeschooled my children. But I can remember that the parents are already buying everything they need for school, for class. I mean, what they bring everything. Yeah. And for everybody else's kids, too, because they're not all going to, which that's a whole different subject, but anyway.
There's definitely ways that the bureaucrats don't need to be paid as much as the teachers.
Yeah. Oh, we have a top heavy in terms of principals, vice principals, all of that. And if you've had the unfortunate experience of meeting many of these principals in failing schools, they are, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a technical term. Oh, yeah, idiots. And they run a bad school. You talk about merit? How cool would that be if you just, I mean, teachers should get a six-figure salary.
I like it.
If you got rid of the union, and let's say a kid coming into, and inner-city schools have their own challenges. A kid comes into your class reading at a third-grade level, they should leave reading at a fourth-grade level. It's pretty straightforward stuff. Doing math at a third-grade level, doing it at a fourth-grade level. Merit. That's what vouchers do. Oh, my gosh, competition. Who knew? Oh, wait. Everybody.
Yeah, let's get in a caller. We've got Professor Brian P. Demokritis here. Demokritis? Yeah, let's hear. What do you have to say on this
poor
topic?
Poor spelling of Democritus.
Yeah. Democritus. No, I think that's right. I just, poor pronunciation. You're on the show.
Byron P. Demokritis here from Concern University. Underneath the ground between the bus station and Auburn. I'm very liberal. I am the juxtaposing view to Mr. Beaston. And I keep anyone from preaching to the choir.
I've heard
and
about
I
you.
Talk about, yeah, I want to talk about this school choice and what it does. You know,
this Governor
over
Ryan.
At our liberal college over here, we had one of the instructors that during a person's younger days at school, they had scored very highly to be able to go to high positions in the educational system. But their parents were unable to take them. And this instructor and his wife got this poor individual of a different race to where he needed to go. Now, this is really a true story right here.
Okay.
And he went on to become a doctor. He could not have done so otherwise. Now, what I'm going to get at here is this will go to persons that are already doing something with their children, or that children are already capable. But a child can slip through this type system that actually is capable, but whose parents do not take advantage of this. And you will begin to make some schools in Birmingham in these areas become more segregated once again when these other children, whose parents make better decisions, remove them from these schools if this is not carried out in a way that takes care of each child and not each parent's choice.
You're worried about resegregation is what it sounds like the most from this.
Yes.
Yes. I think that is a worth asking about, but I think this is mainly going to affect the black kids, honestly, who are in these poor districts. And so, I mean, Woodlawn, I'm talking about Woodlawn a lot because I'm in Alabama or in Birmingham, but there's no diversity in Woodlawn. I mean, it's black and it's Hispanic. And so it's going to be affecting those kids hopefully the most. And there is an income level hit. But we'll keep you on over into the next segment. We'll take a break here. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Parker in for Scott.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Our calling lines are off the hook. So I'll go back just to Byron Democritus for 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds, last words before we go to Lunchbox Bob.
But there should be a provision that when a child tests high enough and his parents are not interacting with this system, that a guidance counselor goes forward to help initiate these monies for such a child to improve his educational position. Thank you, Parker.
Yes, sir. A very interesting idea. Well, that's worth considering. Let's go now to Lunchbox Bob. I've heard a lot about Lunchbox Bob. I've heard him on the radio. What do you have to say?
It's the end. The third half. This has been entertaining. Great job stepping in last minute. Yes, we started the show with Amy Beth and Allison on the floor having an arm wrestling competition. We have demonstrated that Scott is not Cuban. And the New York Post is reporting that the Israelis can now grow testicles, at least on mice. Now, let's talk serious. Taylor Swift. And Lamentations in modern American music. Yes, Lunchbox Bob has been to Taylor Swift. Lunchbox Bob has seen Taylor Swift. And I took baby girl with me.
Oh.
And it was an experiment for baby girl because I had already destroyed a lot of the songs and lyrics that Miss Wonderful used to love growing up. Indeed, when you read the lyrics, when you understand what they're saying, Taylor Swift definitely is two different people. Pre and post sandwich making, Lady Gaga is completely debauched, and even Dave Matthews. Go ahead, listen to Crash Into Me. It's downright creepy. That's why I took baby girl to the concert. Because I didn't care what was going on upstage. We'd already established that. I asked baby girl to look around her and look up in the stands and to pay attention to the audience. And we got a whole new real identification of the word cult and blind following fanatics.
Wow.
It's important to understand that. Because in today's politics, and we're trying to fix it a little bit here, argue for the enemy and understand their point of view, there's a lot of fanatics. Lunchbox Bob is a fanatic. I'm fanatical about 1819 news and being involved in local politics.
I love it.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox Bob. I'm surprised you paid money to go to a concert just to look at the other people. But I think that is a potential good lesson. I mean, it is crazy loud.
It is,
and it is very obnoxious. I would like her to sing
what
without me singing it loud.
Think I paid money? Lunchbox Bob has contact.
Travis Kelce.
Oh my gosh, she has contacts for Taylor Swift tickets.
I need to talk to you off stage, off the air, Lunchbox Bob, about these connections.
And slightly better.
There he is.
Hey, Lunchbox Bob. Yeah. I also want to add Dave Matthews, when I worked in Chicago, if you forget, Dave Matthews also emptied the bilge on his bus right on Michigan Avenue Bridge, which is actually a great, and there's a lower Michigan Avenue Bridge.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They were none too happy.
That does not sound good. Duke, we're going to go to you right before we close the show. Duke, what do you have an opinion on school choice, it looks like?
Man, I don't have enough time, man. The clock might stay if you do, but I'm going to simplify it for you right now. I want some proof, sir. If you want these families to rip and run up and down the streets and the roads, holding the kids to different schools, these so-called private schools, show me some proof how well they're doing academically. Can you name one, sir, in the state of Alabama that's doing well beside Valley Cross that's been created by these brothers here in town?
Yeah, Restoration Academy is good, and I know if someone's in Birmingham, Restoration Academy, Cornerstone School.
Let's back up a minute. I'm talking about these private schools being in place, the St. James's and ACAs and all these, and not the pop-up daycare schools or whatever you want to call it nowadays. But give me one, name one top school that's performing academically and not just naming one school before is like Edgewood Academy. I'm trying to be all over the place in one of the
I'll point you to Restoration Academy. That's in Birmingham. Check that out.
The discipline part of that. Are there other schools that doing these kind of things, allowing this kind of stuff to go on our next school campuses and covering it up. So we got a lot of questions about private schools when you want these kids to be hauled all over the city, but are they going to be responsible for things that goes on in the private schools?
Well, we got to close up. I think that is an interesting point of view, interesting suggestion. But I do think that the real question is whether the parents are in charge of the education or the